I don't think that it is correct to talk about begin talks. We have never stopped these talks. We have given to the facilitator, the government of Uganda, our draft for conclusions. And so did the M23. They gave also their draft for conclusion. So both of us, we were waiting, and we are still waiting the synthesis document from the government of Uganda so as to approve or reject. So we can't say that we have stopped negotiations. It is now a step that is depending from the facilitator. So what the heads of state said, do not disturb us at all. We need really to finalize these talks. And we are happy that they have put a deadline of 14 days. We should not go more further than 14 days. This is something that is good. So we hope that for 3 days by now, we shall have this synthesis document so that we can work on it and maybe come out with a kind of understandment, common understandment.
When will the government officials return to Uganda? Will it be Monday to jumpstart the talks?
Our delegation has never left totally Uganda. The ambassador is a member of the delegation. There are other members of the delegation that have been left there. So anytime we are ready, even tomorrow, we are ready.
What is the government expectation now that the heads of state have given a deadline of 14 days within which to come up with a solution to the security challenges in the country?
Well, what we need is, I think the heads of state said it also, that the M23 must stop holding guns. They must disarm themselves. They must dissolve as a armed group. That is what the heads of state also said. And that is what we need as a government. We are ready to discuss any claims from M23, but we cannot accept to discuss with them while they are still armed and killing our people. And I think that that condition is what the heads of state said, asking MONUSCO to maintain pressure on M23 so that the M23 stops its military activities.
The M23 people have said, Bertrand, their leader has said they are prepared to accept the jumpstart of the peace talks in Uganda. What do you say to their reaction to jumpstart the talks to end this problem in your country?
I don't know about what we are talking because we have never heard M23 saying that they stop to meet with the government. We are just hoping that the government of Uganda will come in with its synthesis of the document. So it is not a new event. We went to Kampala for discussing, and they start attacking FRDC in the field. So now if they accept to resume talks, let them stop fighting in the field. Let them put down the guns. That is what we are in need. We are very, very ready to discuss with them. They are Congolese, as we are. So it is a good thing if we can resume talks and them stopping to hold guns and killing Congolese.
What should the people of Congo expect from these talks as the government readies to resolve this issue?
The Congolese are expecting peace. The Congolese are expecting to see our neighbor Rwanda stop interference in Congolese affairs, stop giving guns to some of our compatriots to kill other compatriots. That is what we are expecting from this meeting with M23.